Iran says it's dissatisfied with the slow pace of progress of the talks over the country's nuclear energy program in Vienna. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also referred to the new US sanctions imposed on a number of Iranian companies and individuals, saying the measures prompted the Iranian expert team to return home for more consultation. Araghchi also said the sanctions violate the spirit of the recent deal on Iran's nuclear energy program. Washington has denied that the new punitive measures has violated the deal. Under the Geneva Agreement, new sanctions will have to be stopped for a six-month period and previous sanctions partially eased. For more on this, let's talk to Professor James Fetzer from Madison. Welcome, sir. Professor, first of all, why is it that the U.S. is imposing sanctions on Iran at this point in time?
Well, it's completely inappropriate, and I agree that this is a bad situation, but I must tell you there's a titanic struggle going on in Washington where all of the Zionist forces are moving desperately to try to defeat these negotiations over Iran's nuclear program, where it appears to me that Barack Obama, John Kerry, and other key players in the administration want them to succeed. So while it's going to be messy here, I think it should be viewed as just a part of the complexity of current life in Washington, where there's a great deal of polarization between the parties. But here, we're dealing with, the Zionist forces who are operating on behalf of Israel, attempting to undermine what the administration, it appears to me, wants to do. I do believe Obama, Kerry, and others want to bring about this successful negotiation of this issue, and that we should not despair just because it's going to be messy for a while.
And what do you think the consequences will be if new sanctions are imposed on Iran?
Well, that would be very, very unfortunate. I mean, I can understand why Iran might balk at going forward. It should not happen. I mean, new sanctions are completely out of the question. There was never any justification for the old sanctions. I mean, Iran is not developing a nuclear weapons program. The U.S. Intel agencies agreed on that in 2007. They reaffirmed the conclusion in 2011. I mean, if we know anything, it's Iran is not pursuing a nuclear weapons program. The problem in the Middle East is not Iran, it's Israel, which has a vast stockpile of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons that upsets the balance of power in the Middle East, and where the wars, the endless wars the United States has been waging, essentially on behalf of Israel, seem to have finally come to a halt in Syria. And let us most certainly hope that nothing happens to develop any matter and more severely in relation to Iran. I'm still cautiously optimistic that this is going to work out.
Professor James Fetzer from Madison, thanks to you, sir.